This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The Funny River Fire has grown to more than 182,000 acres. Rain that started early Tuesday morning and temperatures in the 50s are giving firefighters and Soldotna residents a break. There's been enough rain to dampen the grass, which should keep the fire from spotting and creeping ahead. But it'll take quite a bit more rain to affect the black spruce, which has been one of the fire's main fuels. Officials say the weather pattern should hold for at least the next few days. So far, five structures have been lost in the Funny River Fire, one outbuilding and four recreational cabins. None of the structures were accessible by road. 689 firefighters are working on the fire. The fire management team lifted the evacuation order yesterday for Funny River Road. The road remains under an evacuation alert, which means residents should be ready to leave again if the fire gets worse. The U.S. Senate Indian Affairs Committee last week passed a bill that would give tribes greater jurisdiction over substance abuse, domestic violence, and other misdemeanors, despite objections from the state. The sponsor of the Safe Families and Villages bill, U.S. Senator Mark Begich, says it encourages tribes to work with the state of Alaska to develop agreements on tribal court jurisdiction, but he says it also gives tribes a way to take on added responsibilities through an agreement with the federal government. Begich says that takes away the state's veto authority over tribal jurisdiction that was in an earlier version of the bill.
What I tried to do is make sure that the law was stronger in the sense of the relationship it would have with the Department of Justice versus the state of Alaska, because the state of Alaska, as you know, does not recognize tribes, and they wanted total control over making the decision, and we felt that was not appropriate.
Native American Rights Fund staff attorney Natalie Landreth says another important part of the bill is it amends the Violence Against Women Act to delete Section 910, which had been inserted by Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski.
It had this ridiculous way that it was formed where it said, we're going to add a savings clause, meaning you can do everything you were doing before, but then it said, except Alaska. And that except Alaska muddied the waters so heavily that someone like me who litigates could not have explained to a court in a coherent way, Your Honor, there's a savings clause and an exemption. Here's what it means.
Landreth says tribes need the added authority because the state provides inadequate law enforcement in dozens of villages.
Previous to the VAWA reauthorization in 2012, tribes have been exercising a lot of civil authority over domestic violence in their villages because people forget they're often the only entity there, the only government entity for hundreds, sometimes thousands of miles. So they will issue domestic violence protection orders. They will tell someone to stay away from somebody else. They will banish people, blue ticket them, you know, tell them to leave until the situation has died down or until the tribe determines that existed. And it's not uncommon. You may not hear about it that often, but it exists.
Attorney General Michael Garrity says the goal of the Safe Families and Villages bill is laudable.
I certainly agree with the goal, which is to try to reduce crime and improve public safety in these communities, and the state's working on that in conjunction with tribes. We have been for several months now. But I agree with the goal, but I disagree with the means by which this bill tries to accomplish that.
Garrity says the state of Alaska has been working with Tanana Chiefs Conference for the past couple of months to create an agreement that would accomplish the same goal with one caveat.
It does empower tribes to deal with offenses, certain offenses, enumerated offenses that occur within their communities if the offender has agreed to be diverted to tribal court.
Murkowski had supported an earlier version of the bill, but didn't sign on as co-sponsor of the committee substitute. The Safe Families and Villages bill now awaits scheduling on the Senate floor. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.